Matthew 27.
If you are charged with a crime and standing trial, and there's a witness that saw what happened, and you are innocent, you hope that witness tells the truth. If that person is the only one other than you that knows the truth, you hope they will tell the truth when they get to court. We can honestly say in that case, if they tell the truth and you are innocent, that the truth will set you free. You want them to tell the truth, but you know what? The devil hates the truth. We remembered the fact that our Lord raised from the dead just the other day. And it's on my heart to look at some verses in chapter 27. Look and begin reading in verse 57. When the even was come, there came a man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door and to the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the same day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' so the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "You have a watch, go ye way and make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. It says in verse 66, so they went and made the sepulchre sure, made it closed to where no one could get in, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Here we find that Jesus has died. He is dead. And they put him in the tomb, but that's not good enough for the devil. They not only rolled the stone to the door, which is the normal process, but now they take that seal, that Roman seal, and seal the stone to where they make sure that if anybody opens that stone and moves the stone, that seal would be broken. But that's still not enough for the devil. He sets a watch. He puts those soldiers there to watch the tomb. There's a reason for that. Here's my point. The devil hates truth. And Jesus, he said it himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Inside that tomb was the only real truth on earth. Everything the devil ever says is a lie. We do well to remember that. When he speaks to you, remember he's a liar. And it's not wise to believe a lie when we know it's a lie coming from a liar. And Jesus always speaks the truth. Here's what he said one time, "Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." Even though I tell you the truth, you still don't believe me. I say it again, he is the truth. I say it again also, the truth shall make you free. There's no wonder the devil wanted to make sure that the truth stayed in that tomb. He did not want him out. No matter what it took, he's trying his best to keep Jesus in the tomb. He didn't want him to go to the cross, but he's already lost that battle. Jesus won that battle. But now that he's in the grave, now that he has died, he sure doesn't want that body coming out. For if Jesus ever comes out, the truth will be exposed. they will see that Jesus had told the truth and the devil had been lying all the time. So the devil's doing all he can to keep the truth in the tomb, to make sure the truth is never seen or heard or revealed. I'm preaching this morning on hiding the truth. We see in these verses a sealing of the stone. Verse 60 said he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher. It's indicated also in verse 66. They rolled that great stone to the door and sealed up the tomb to keep Jesus in. The devil did not want him to come out, I said again, because if he came out, the truth would be revealed. If Jesus came out, the truth about sin would be revealed, and the devil surely didn't want that. The fact is that we all are born sinners. The devil doesn't want us to realize. He didn't want us to know the truth. He wants us to believe a lie. And if we ever get exposed to the truth and we see the facts as they are, the devil's in trouble. So he had that stone rolled against the door, the sealing of the stone, because he wanted to make sure that the truth about sin was never exposed. The Bible tells us the truth. Jesus told us the truth about sin. Sin is a transgression of the law. I was coming to church this morning, coming down 85, going about 72 miles an hour, and around in that corner, and sure enough, there was the highway patrolman at the usual spot. And I thought, yay, I'm so glad I'm not going too fast to where he'll stop me today. Now, the truth is, I'm still going over the speed limit. And the truth is, I'm still transgressing the law. He just let me slide. But a sin is transgressing God's law. That's why it's so important. When we sin, we are transgressing. We are breaking God's law. And he can't take that lightly. Now, the devil will say, remember, listen now, he's a liar. And the liar will say, oh, it's okay. Everybody else does it. This is a modern day. That's Old Testament. That's the old day. Things have changed. We need to modernize. We need to reevaluate our thinking. No, the Bible says, the truth says transgression of the law is sin. To break God's commandments is still a sin. It's still just as wrong as it ever has been. Romans 3:23 says that the wages of sin is death. There's a price to be paid. James 4:17 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. In other words, sin is not just us doing wrong. Sin is also us not doing right. The devil doesn't want us to realize that. He doesn't want us to know the truth about sin. That's why the devil tried to keep truth in the tomb. He tried to keep him locked away. For if Jesus ever came out, the truth would be revealed. And he didn't want that. So this morning, he is still trying to keep us from truth. He does not want us to see the truth about sin or the truth about self. The Bible tells us the truth about ourselves. It says in Romans 6:20 that we are the servants of sin. We are slaves to sin. It also says the same type of thing in John 8:34. It says, for whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. Now, we don't want to admit that, and the devil won't tell us that, but it's the truth. The devil doesn't want us to get exposed to the truth, because if we do, his cause is lost. If we ever see things as they are, if we ever see the truth, he's in trouble. And the Bible says that we are all servants to sin. Somebody may say, I'm not. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not in bondage to sin. Okay, you got to. An experiment I want you to participate in. If you're not the slave of sin, stop it. Just don't do it anymore. If you're not in bondage to sin, if you're not a slave to sin, if you have control of yourself, stop sinning. You'll find out real quick you are a servant to sin. That self in us, that sin nature in us, is in bondage to sin. Now, that's the truth. But the devil doesn't want us to know that. And Jesus, being the truth, he does not want truth set free. The devil doesn't want us to see what the facts really are. The sealing of the sepulcher, the sealing of the stone, it was to keep him in. The devil doesn't want us to see the truth. He doesn't want us to see the truth about sin or the truth about self. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now that's the truth. The devil doesn't want us to think that way. He wants us to make us think that we're in control of ourselves and we're a pretty good person and we're not near as bad as we could be and we're not near as bad as some others are. But the truth is, the Bible says that we all are desperately wicked. The Bible says our heart is deceitful above all things. That word deceitful literally means crooked. It literally means deceptive. And it says we're desperately wicked. It means frail. It literally means incurable. It means we are as bad as we could be. We could not be worse, and we can't get better on our own. That's the truth about ourselves. Now, the devil doesn't want us to recognize that or admit that or acknowledge that, because if we ever see it, we're going to try and find help for our situation. And the devil doesn't want that. And that's why he keeps lying to us about ourselves and tells us we're okay. We're not so bad. But the Bible says we are deceitful, crooked. It says there in that verse about our hearts, who can know it? We don't even know our own selves unless God shows us the truth about ourselves. We'll go on in our blindness. No wonder why the devil doesn't want truth coming out of the grave and showing us what we really are. You cannot trust yourself. Would you trust a convict? Would you trust what a con man told you if you knew he was a con man and his life was just simply completely involved with lying? Would you believe that con man? I hope you wouldn't. And the Bible says we're just like that con man. We can't even trust our own heart. That's the truth about self. I'm telling you, the Bible says, the truth says, we're in a mess. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need help. Hey, the sealing of the stone, they put that stone there to protect the sepulcher, to make sure, listen, that he didn't get out. The devil's doing everything he can to make sure Jesus doesn't get out of that grave, because if he does, the truth will be revealed and he will be exposed for the liar he is. No wonder why he hates the truth so bad. I'm talking this morning about hiding the truth. The devil doesn't want us to see the truth or know the truth about sin or self or about Satan, about himself. The devil wants us to think he's some little guy running around in red underwear with a pitchfork and a grin on his face. And the devil wants us to overemphasize him. For even if our toast burns in the morning, the devil did that. Or underemphasize him to where we don't even realize the devil's at work. He does not want us to be exposed to the truth. This there is a real devil that really hates God, that really hates the work of God, who really hates you, who really is at work against you. The devil doesn't want us to realize that. He wants us to be blinded to the truth. You do remember a verse in the Bible, by the way, where it says that he had blinded the minds. The devil blinds people. What to the truth. Of knowing what is real, of knowing what is right, of knowing what is true. He wants us to believe the lie of the devil. He doesn't want us to believe the truth about himself. The worst nightmare the devil could have is to have the truth exposed about himself. The devil doesn't want us to know the truth about sin or self or Satan or the Savior. If Jesus came out of that grave, if he rose from the grave, that meant he was who he claimed to be. He claimed to be God. He claimed to be dying for man. He claimed to be everlasting. And if he gets out of that grave, it proves that he is all that he claimed to be, that he is in truth, really was the truth. No wonder the devil tried to seal the stone, seal the sepulcher, close it up as fast as he could. He didn't want truth exposed. He didn't want us to realize there is a Savior. There is a helper. There is a God. There is a God who can. Hey, he didn't want us to realize that the work of Calvary was sufficient. Jesus died on the cross, was put into the tomb, and if he comes out, it proves that work he did on Calvary satisfied the Father's will, satisfied the Father's holiness, convinced and satisfied the Father that he paid for all the sin of all the world, including mine and yours, and the devil didn't want that truth getting out. Isaiah 53 verse 11 says he was satisfied. When Jesus hung on the cross, listen to me, the truth is his death satisfied the holiness of the Father. His death paid for all sin of all mankind forever. His death paid the price for all sin, including mine, including yours. And it is sufficient for forgiveness for everybody who's ever lived or ever will live. That's the truth. And the devil doesn't want that truth to get out because he knows if I understand, I can't save myself. If I understand the truth, I'm a sinner, heading to hell. Can't do better myself. Can't forgive myself. Can't work my way to heaven. And I also realize the truth that Jesus died for my sin and his payment was sufficient to pay for all my sin. I realize my only offer, my only opportunity is to run to Jesus for forgiveness. And that's the truth. But the devil doesn't want us to realize that. If you're here lost this morning, the devil wants to convince you, you got to be a good person. You got to try harder. Or he may try to convince you you're so rotten, even God wouldn't forgive you. Either one isn't the truth. You cannot be, the truth is, you cannot be good enough to get to heaven on your own, but Jesus will forgive you. And you can't be so bad. Listen, the truth is, you can't be so bad, he won't forgive you. Because his work on Calvary paid for every sin that's ever been committed, including all of yours. That's the truth. No wonder the devil wanted to keep him in the grave. He didn't want the truth getting out. Now, if there's an evil lawyer mixed up in your court case, remember where we started? You've been accused of a crime, and there's an evil lawyer, and they want to see you convicted. If you are innocent, listen to me, keep up with me. If you're innocent, when you go to court, that evil lawyer does not want the truth coming out. In fact, he doesn't care if you get lied on or not. He wants you in jail. He wants somebody paying for the crime. And if you're there, you're as good as any, as far as that evil lawyer. But if you've got a good lawyer and he knows the truth, he wants the truth coming out. If you're innocent, he wants the truth revealed. And that's exactly how it is with God. God is good. He wants the truth revealed. The devil is evil. He doesn't want you to get the truth. because he knows as long as we don't know the truth, he has us controlled. I say this morning, we're talking about hiding truth, the sealing of the stone. I'll never get through. Let me mention this. Look in verse 66. Again, it says the setting a watch. There was a sealing of the stone, but there was a setting of the soldiers. The sealing of the stone, rolled that big stone to the door, closed up the opening of the sepulcher, put the cord around, put the wax on, put a seal on it. That sealing of the stone was to keep him in. But that's not enough for them. They not only sealed the stone, but they set the soldiers. They had 16 soldiers that were around the tomb taking turns, by the way, throughout the evening, throughout the hours, watching to make sure that no one comes. Listen, no one comes. Listen, no one comes to get him out. So there's not only the sealing of the stone trying to keep him in, but there's the strength of the soldiers trying to keep people out. Trying to keep people out from getting him out. And that's exactly what the devil does. He doesn't want the truth getting out or you getting in on the truth. And he'll do anything he can, just like those soldiers, trying to keep people from getting in to rescue him, to bring him out. And the devil will do anything he can. Whatever he has. Remember, he doesn't play fair. Remember, he's evil. Remember, he doesn't mind lying. He loves lying. As long as it accomplishes his task, as long as it accomplishes his plan, he doesn't care what he says or what he does. He'll lie to us to try and keep us from getting to the truth. He'll put something in our lives to keep us from getting to the truth. Not only the sealing of the stone, but the strength of the soldiers that are there to keep people out. I thought about this. He'll put people in your lives to keep you from getting to the truth. I want to tell you something. If you've got your eyes on people, you're one miserable rascal. You're one miserable person. Because watching people will discourage you, defeat you. You know why? Because people are just like you. We're faulty. We're failures. We're a mess. We never do the right thing, hardly. We're always mixed up. We're always messed up. And if we get our eyes, listen, if we get our eyes on people, we'll never see the truth. The devil's trying to keep us from getting to the truth because the truth will set us free. The devil will say, what about that person? Are they real? Are they genuine? What about that person, what they did? What about that person, what they said to you? He's trying to keep us from getting to the truth is, hey, everybody's just like us. We're all in the same bunch. Yes, we're flawed, and yes, we do wrong. And when we do wrong, it is wrong, but we're still just flesh. That's the truth. That's the facts. And we cannot change the facts. We cannot change the truth. The devil tries his best to keep us from truth because the truth will set us free. He puts people in front of us. That's why the Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I tell you, if you put confidence in man, you are going down. No, you can't. The truth is you can't depend on anybody completely because we're all flesh. The devil will put people in front of us to try and keep us from getting to the truth. I thought about this. The devil will put problems in our lives to keep us from getting to the truth. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear ye not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The truth is, God says, I'm going to be with you, and I'll help you through what you're going through. But the devil doesn't want us to realize the truth about our problems. The devil, hey, he doesn't want you to get the truth. The devil will say, Your problem is so big, it'll never get better. What are you going to do about that problem? What are you going to do about that need? It's too big, too impossible. It'll never get better. It's going to get worse. Things are going to fall apart. That's the lie of the devil. He doesn't want you to get to the truth of God is with you and God will take care of you and God is going to perform what you need. He'll walk with you through that problem. He'll take care. Hey, His grace has brought us this far. It'll be grace that takes us on. That's the truth. The devil doesn't want us to get to the truth. I'll be honest, I'm never going to get to my message this morning. I really want to cover, so I'll just peck at it until I'm done. The devil doesn't want us to get the truth. He doesn't want the truth exposed about people and problems. I thought about this. The devil put prosperity in our lives. Make you think if you just had a nicer car, a little bit bigger house, that dress, those shoes, that mower, that hat, this, he puts prosperity and things in our lives to keep us from getting to the truth of none of those things will make you happy. Stuff doesn't make you happy, that's the truth. But the devil doesn't want us to think about that or know that. He doesn't want that truth getting out. So he puts things in our lives to keep us from getting to the truth. He may even bless you. Better be careful about God's blessings. Because God's blessings can become a curse if we misuse them or abuse them. If we're not thankful to Him for what He's done and His blessings, it may just be that thing that trips us up. I thought about this. He put people, the devil puts people in problems and prosperity. He may put pride in our lives to keep us from getting to the truth. I'm a pretty good person. Believe what the devil says. Believe what the world says. I'm special. I said it before. We teach our children from they're little, boy, you're a special person. You're special. I understand what we're trying to do, but I think we better make sure that along with that thing of saying you're special, we better remind them you also are a sinner and you ain't no different than anybody else on earth. You need a Savior. The devil put pride in our lives and tell us we are better than others or we're something special or that doing good is good enough. My good surely ought to be good enough for God. Well, ask Cain about that. Our good isn't good enough. Our good is still bad. My best is bad. The best I can do is bad. The devil won't let you know that. He wants you to think you're good enough. You're as good as anybody else. You're special. Look what you know. Look what you've learned. Listen, the Bible says that knowledge puffeth up. I hope we want to learn about the Bible, but if we think our knowledge is something special and just learning of the Bible is enough, boy, we're puffed up in pride. It's not just the learning, it's the doing, it's the maturing, it's the applying of what we've learned that pleases God. The devil doesn't want us to realize that truth. I hope you follow me this morning. I'm bouncing around like a ping pong ball, but I hope you're following me. I'm talking about the devil puts pride in our lives. But the truth is, the Bible says, even to the Galatians, who were doing the best they could, the Lord said through Paul, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? The truth is, you're wretched, and your good works do nothing to please God or appease God. And he even said, you did run well, but who bewitched you? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Romans 12:3 says not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. The Bible says that we better be careful that we don't think more of ourselves than we ought to. The devil try and put pride in our lives. Put people and problems and prosperity and pride. I thought about this. He may try and put pity in our lives. Make us feel sorry for ourselves. And I'll tell you, in this day, that would be easy. I heard a pastor friend say yesterday, here's what he said out of his own mouth. He said, everyone I know in my church, what he said about the church he pastored, everyone I know, every family I know is going through something hard right now. That's what he said. Every family we have, he said, in his church is going through trouble now. I say the same thing about everybody I know are going through severe trials. And if we aren't careful, we'll believe the lie of the devil and say, oh, woe is me. Oh, my, I'm having it so hard. And you may be, but the truth is God is there to help you through that trial. And he may have just sent that trial to mature you. So it's not a bad thing necessarily. It is a good thing if we'll respond. Listen, if we'll believe the truth, the devil will lie, make you feel sorry for yourself. Pity party, Black Monday, Black Tuesday, Black Wednesday, Black Thursday. Hump day's about more than you can handle. After hump day, you find another day to hump. There's another day up, another step up. There ain't no downhill. Pity will be the detriment of every one of us if we don't believe the truth, if we believe the lie of the devil. I thought about this, people and problems and prosperity and pity and then pleasure. Fleshly desire. I'm about done. For you who notice this past 12, I didn't notice it until now. It wouldn't have made a bit of difference if I had. The devil says, enjoy life while you can. Look at her, doesn't that look good? Look at her, look at him, look at that. Enjoy, indulge. Live life to the gusto while you can. You only got one life to live. Boy, you're right about that. One life to live. That's what the devil's lies say. You can enjoy life by living in the flesh. That's what the devil says. But it's a lie. The truth says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Listen, love not the world. Notice where God starts with his admonition about the world and sinful pleasure. Notice where he starts. Love, he starts with the heart. He didn't start with our actions. He didn't say anything about our feet, our hands, our eyes, or our ears. He starts with the heart because that's where sin starts. It starts in the heart. Jesus said, out of the heart comes adulteries and murderers and seditions and all that. From the inside, Jesus said, a man that looks on a woman to lust after her hath already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now, we're concerned about the outward sin like we ought to. But how often do we ignore the inner sin? Hey, you want to know where the worst, some of the worst cesspools of sin are? Not the bars or the red light district, the Baptist church pew. Oh, maybe not so much in our actions, but our heart. Jealousy is just as much a sin as murder. Covetousness is just as much sin as stealing. Lusting is just as much sin as adultery. Now, the consequences are different, of course. But God says it's still sin to me. The devil doesn't want us to see that. He wants to hide that truth from us because he knows if we see that truth, we may just take some action to correct our lives. And the devil doesn't want that. I have beat this little ball all over the court today. But the bottom line is, the devil's a liar, and he wants us to believe the lie. And Jesus tells the truth all the time, and the devil doesn't want us to listen, believe, and act on the truth. Now, I've got a couple things I'm done. If you're lost this morning, you're lost. That's the truth. You're born in sin. That's the truth. Only Jesus can save you. That's the truth. The only way you can get to heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, by trusting Him, relying on Him, giving your all to Him, asking Him to forgive you, asking Him to save you, being born again. That's the truth. Now I want to ask you, what will you do with it? The devil didn't even want you to hear that. Too late. The truth has been exposed. Maybe the 13th time, the 100th time, the 1,000th time, or the first time you heard the truth, but you just heard the truth. And for we who are saved, the devil doesn't want us to get the truth. And it'd take me a whole message again to explain what I've covered, so I'll just say it like this. How's the devil lying to you? What lie have you been believing? Will you act on the truth this morning and say, Lord, I need to trust you. I need to believe the truth, not the devil's lies anymore. I am tired of being bound by the lies. I want the truth to get exposed today. I want the truth to be revealed. Let's stand together, heads bowed and eyes closed. Many of you will come. If you're lost this morning, I'm begging you, there's an altar here where you can be saved.